Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. It's going to be a weird start to the show because we are awaiting the press conference from Ferguson. And just as soon as the police chief starts speaking, we will throw it to him. So it's kind of difficult to get anything going in any kind of appreciable way. So we're just going to sit here quietly. And
Everybody put your heads down.
Oh, man. Oh,
wasn't that the best in school?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought so.
It was pretty cool. When we weren't doing other things.
Well, when we were in trouble, but it wasn't me because I never got in trouble. It was somebody sure, else, but we all had to pay for it by putting our heads down. That was the best.
Like down on the desk?
Like, yeah. Like that.
Just like that.
Really?
It was when the teacher had enough.
Yep.
Just said, I need a break from you.
Really?
Yep. I'm 59 years old and I never put two and two together.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
It really wasn't that someone was acting up. The teacher had like a hangover or something.
Just needed a minute from you idiots.
Same thing with movie day.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, you'd be watching Hemo the Magnificent because the teacher was like having a fight with her boyfriend or something.
Oh, before there were TVs mounted on the wall in like every classroom, when you would walk into a classroom and that TV tray, the cart is in there.
Oh,
my God.
You're like, yes.
That was the best feeling in the whole world. It was almost like you got out of school early.
And how health class in high school, the Coach Rod showed us the
Coach Rod.
Yeah. He is a wrestling guy. Olympic wrestling champion, by the way. He showed us the Road Warrior. And for health class, and he just said every 20 minutes, he's like, yeah, don't do that stuff. And then went back to reading his paper. Whatever.
We watched enormous slides of STDs.
Oh, gross.
True story.
Nah, we did not do that in Catholic schools.
Like what they
look like.
Okay.
On a
full on
person?
Yes. Yes.
What about, I don't know how.
You need to know what you're looking for.
But some of them.
I now know.
What grade?
7th, 8th,
wow.
Junior high school.
Yep. Junior high.
Do all of them have an appearance or is it a symptom?
I'm not sure what those words mean.
Like, some I'm sure you can see, but aren't some just like symptoms?
They really focused on the ones you could see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They seem to really be leaning into it.
Because you can't see like HIV, right?
No, right.
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 No, these were more like the classics.
Yeah, it was more like that's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, and it was on the overhead projector.
Oh, so was it kind of a scared straight
literally
idea?
Literally like 6 by 6 feet. I honestly think they had fun with it. I really do. I think they looked forward to that. Yeah, I really think they did. Yeah.
I was just wondering if it was like, you know, how you, when you're teaching kids to drive, you show them pictures of cars that crash.
We did that.
Well, some high schools will reenact it. I think Mason Jar might have been one of the victims in one of the reenactments where it's a crashed car.
Mm.
And they have it in the parking lot, and everyone's covered in fake blood, and they call the ambulance.
Yeah.
I know, like, I think Lafayette did that. Lafayette High School did that one time.
Do you know the only thing that I remember learning in driver's ed, because where I grew up, you had to have driver's ed.
Okay, let's go to the press conference.
We gather here today to talk about some of the events that took place on August the 9th. Today's purpose is to release some of the body cam footage of some of the things that took place, along with some camera footage for some of our businesses that was able to capture some of the events. So without further ado, let's go ahead and load up the first clip there, Pat. Internet's running a little slow, so it takes about 15, 30 seconds to load up. But as it's loading, just want to let you know, this protest started out very peaceful during this time. This first clip is going to show you as the night progressed, individuals began approaching the fence and began shaking it. So as you can see, On the north end, we have a police car stationed at South Florissant Road and Adams. Lights on, and you can't see from this end, but on the south end, you have a marked, fully marked police car with lights on, blocking traffic at South Florissant Road and Suburban. Clip two or
okay, guys, we're going to pop out of that because it's obviously a lot of visual things and police cam. We have Sean there, Sean Malone, so he'll be able to call in and do a report and tell us everything that they were able to see, but that just isn't the greatest radio when it's all visual. So
yeah.
So back to nonsense jackassery. Where do we leave off with the
driver's
stuff?
Training?
Oh, yeah. I was about to tell you because, you know, in Illinois, we had to take driver's education.
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't in Missouri, which is why you can't drive here. the one thing I remember forever was, and it sticks with me all the time, never put anything in your back window.
Oh, yes.
Because we had an officer come in and tell us a story about somebody had a Kleenex box in their back window, and they were in a wreck, and the Kleenex box flew forward in the corner of it, struck them in the back of the head, and paralyzed them.
Jeez.
They said there's so much force just from, you know, you hit a wall or something, or you
That's
hit another
car. Good advice today.
So I remembered that, and I don't ever put anything in your back window.
Okay, so I got an update on, okay, you know how I said they would stage drunk driving car accidents, and Mason Jar was a victim? Not only that. So they staged the car crash. There's fake blood. They brought in the real Jaws of Life to get him out and then helicoptered him out of the scene.
That is a huge production.
It was a huge production. He said, and I quote, did a tremendous job as the victim. But they had a helicopter. I go, they put you in a helicopter?
What sort of rich school did he go
no
to?
Kidding.
I don't know. It's in Kansas City.
They just brought in a real drunk for us and had him chase us around.
I do think that like reenactments can lead to you taking it less seriously, if that makes sense, because you're not actually seeing it. You know it's pretend. You know it's your classmate that's pretending or whatever. The real videos and the real pictures, those are bad.
Yeah. Did you guys have DARE come to your schools?
Yeah,
before my
definitely.
Time.
Yeah, a little bit before my time.
Yeah. Man, that stuff worked on me though. That stuff still works
on
me.
Wait, did they reenact things?
They didn't reenact things, but they would tell stories that were obviously, you know, unbelievably fake. But they boy, they were real when you were 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like they had this one story about this girl whose name was Jenny, of course, and she drove drunk after a party, you know, in middle school, I guess. Crashed, and she ended up in the hospital, and she was dying, and her last words were like, tell my mom and dad I love them, and the doctor said, no, I won't do that, and then she died, and then they were like, doctor, why wouldn't you tell her parents that that was her final wish, and the doctor was like, because the people she killed in the other car were her parents. And I was like,
that didn't happen.
Like, I was like, oh my God. That was like the biggest
Is this really a story they told?
Life.
Is this really a story they told you?
This was a story I was told in fifth grade.
Come on.
That I think about literally every single thing in my life.
That was a twist.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
So this, you talked about drunk driving.
Of course it didn't.
This whole production is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Mm-hmm. MAD, that's who put it on. I guess they travel to high schools across.
Yeah.
The country.
That I remember.
Yeah.
You know what else I remember? And this is terrible. I remember no one really caring much about drunk driving before Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like if they caught you, even like teenagers, if they caught you with beer or alcohol, they would just take it and like, can you get home? Or if they needed to drive you home. Yeah, it was just not a giant deal. You just didn't hear about people getting DUIs or DWIs.
Isn't there footage of old news stories when they were about to make that a law and people are complaining about it?
There's a guy who's like, you're making it so you can't even stop and have a beer on your way home from a long day at work. On your drive home, you can't have a beer.
And there's a lady who's like, it's turning into a communist country.
Yeah.
She was so good.
Yeah. You guys don't think that's real. You can Google it. It's real. It was a newscast interviewing people. I forget where. But there was... trying to remember exactly like what the full context was, but the law was going into place that you could not have open containers in your car. So it's like 1980, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, that was the era of the doctor's cigarette. What was the doctor's cigarette?
Well, it was after that, but I know what you're talking about. Wasn't it like Lucky Strike?
Yeah, like doctors would be smoking cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, that'd be how you had all the famous athletes would do it.
We had something like that. Our sixth grade teacher brought in, I could build it right now. I can see it. It was a big, flat machine, and it had a picture of a little kid that looked like Wheeler, little red-haired kid in a baseball outfit, and you could see his lungs open up and expand, and you would put a cigarette in his mouth, and it would suck the smoke in and turn the lungs black. And our sixth grade teacher, because every teacher smoked, but we didn't know it because they were in the teacher's lounge, lit up in the classroom and put the cigarette in. And we're all like, oh, my God, Mr. Humphrey smokes. Yeah, it was so weird. Then this little Wheeler looking kid, like a little machine, it looked like the second RoboCop when he's and just like his lungs are expanding and contracting and.
The second
that's why I've never smoked. Really, the whole thing was bizarre. Wow. Once I got sent down, probably in sixth grade, hey, Glover, go down to the teacher's lounge and tell Mrs. Von Hoven that I need the ditto, whatever it was. And so I went in there, and they're all in there just drinking coffee and smoking and just S-talking every kid. Like, I heard, like, oh, you got him next year? Good friggin' luck, because he's a little idiot.
Wow.
It's quite an education.
Yeah, no teacher ever said that about me.
You seem like you flew under the radar.
I was a great kid. What are you laughing at?
I didn't laugh.
You snortled. Or is it a chortle?
I think it's a chortle.
Is it a chortle?
What's a snortle?
I don't know. They're like, Ranji is so polite and as pretty as a little girl.
Thank you for saying that.
Mm-hmm. But don't take any food from him, though.
Shame about the bubble, though.
Yeah, but real shame.
Real shame about his bubble disease.
That immune response
At least the bubble's only at night. He can interact with all of society totally fine.
That's right. Everything was fine until 9 o'clock at night.
Exceedingly rare disease. Mostly when he's talking to girls on the phone.
Yeah, but do you think Ranj was a good kid, or were you like an Eddie Haskell?
No, I was a good kid. Parents liked me. Kids liked me.
But you didn't answer the question.
Kids and parents and teachers, everybody. Huh. All the adults and grown-ups.
Is that why it drives you nuts that Megan Lynch doesn't like you?
She does. She loves me. The only person who doesn't like me, apparently, is Rachel. Boy. She won't touch my food.
Here we go.
I didn't hear about this cheesecake incident.
Oh, so here's what happened, Amy.
You've kept it so quiet.
Would you like to hear again?
He handled that with so much grace. Like,
he really did. You'd barely know what happened.
Steve's looking at the listenership in the 1 o'clock hour. He's like, and there's always this one point where it just drops off completely. Like, that's probably the cheesecake moment.
Yeah, probably the story. Yeah. That's the cheesecake story.
It's not my fault.
Happens a couple times a day. We're talking about driver's ed in school, which is, I don't know if they do it anymore, but it was so, I loved it. I loved it so much. You would be in this car, and the teacher would be in the passenger seat, and they also had a steering wheel and brakes. Mm-hmm. And then
full steering wheel, too?
Yep. Yeah. There'd be two kids in the back, and none of you can drive. Well, I could drive because my dad taught me beforehand. We'd go out on the old country roads, same place I taught Nick, same place I taught Phoebe, over by my mom's house out by Losh's Farms, and we would be in his truck, and we would be driving down the road, and he'd yell, like, deer! And you'd slam on the brakes and you'd be like, okay, that's not too bad. Response time. But then he would swear this is true. He'd take it up a notch because you'd yell deer and there was no deer and you wouldn't stop. He'd yell like, there's a kid in the road. It's about a damn baby. You know, slam on the brakes.
A baby in the road.
For real. And just like, dude. You're going to make me the most nervous driver ever. And one of these days, there's going to be a baby in the road, and I'm not going to stop because someone's going to yell baby in the road, and I'm going to be like,
yeah, Dad.
I know how this goes.
Baby in
the road. The driver's ed teacher had the pedal on his side, and the only time he ever used it on me, I almost went around a school bus with the stop sign out.
Like, what's this
the car
here?
Started slowing down, and I was like, what's going on here?
Now, you're not a bad guy. But you are rakishly handsome. How do I say it? You're a bit of a raconteur. So when did that happen? Like, if you were such a great kid and quiet and everyone loved you and...
Why, did you want to go around the school bus?
I don't know. I think I just didn't know the rule yet.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to pass the school bus.
When did you become edgy? Edgy Ron.
Oh, did I become... Oh, I see what you're saying.
Edgelord Ronji.
I don't think I am that. Am I? I think I'm a great deal of fun, Dave.
Yeah. Edgy's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe in college. I don't know. I think it was college. I think it was because I had some dudes on my dorm floor who were like nobody I had never met. They were kind of buttholes, and I thought, oh, that's a fun way to be.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah. See, I didn't know that was allowed.
You interact with the world like someone who's supremely pleased with themselves at all time.
I'm really not. I hate myself.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 133. Okay, we're just sitting here on the break talking about sports betting. And since I don't know a lot about this, I'll just ask the guys. So heretofore, it's been two or three legislators who have been holding this up for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
selfish ones, I might add.
And now it's going to the people, mm-hmm. and the people will vote.
Yep.
And we're assuming the people will vote for it.
Probably.
And the sports teams will get way behind it,
yep.
because they stand to make money and mm-hmm. have increased interest in their sports.
Yep.
And if it does go through, then the casinos will have sports betting places. And, for example, like probably Ballpark Village will have a big, nice one. And you can go in there and watch the games and make your bets and do it on your apps. And everyone has fun.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be able to do it online, which you can do in Illinois, and you can do in Kansas, and you can do in Arkansas. You can literally do it in every state surrounding Missouri.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to open up your phone on a Sunday and like, okay, NFL games, I want to do this. And you'll go to your whatever app you use, and you can do that. I'm sure they will be at all the casinos. I can't imagine that they won't put in sports books, if not at all of them, at least most of them. Because you have them, there's one, what's the one right across the river? There's a sports
Ameristar?
No, in Illinois.
DraftKings,
yeah,
I think,
they
has
have the
one.
DraftKings one.
At the racetrack.
Yes. And I'm sure that'll be the case, and I'm sure there will be, I don't know exactly how they're going to handle it at the games. I'm not sure they're going to put a sports book in the stadium, but I bet there will be a way to bet in the stadium in some mm-hmm. way, shape, or form, but wouldn't shock me if part of Ballpark Village becomes a sports book.
And I misspoke. It was FanDuel. That's
FanDuel,
at Fairmont
sorry,
Park.
FanDuel.
Yeah.
Okay.
FanDuel, not DraftKings. But yep. That's why all the teams have been behind it, because they want their own building or, you know, apparatus or whatever that they can attract people to. So I think we're probably looking at some point late 2025 there being a sports book at Ballpark Village.
I would think. And see, the thing is, like, the teams are not necessarily,
if this gets voted in,
right,
of course,
right, the teams are not necessarily running the sports books. Okay, what they end up doing is they make partnerships with companies like FanDuel or whatever,
DraftKings, Circa.
So, right. So and not just like a share. Let's just say FanDuel opens a sports book at Ballpark Village. Yes, there would be a rights fee negotiated for that to be allowed, right? They would pay the Cardinals ownership for that. But also on top of that, it enhances all of those companies advertising on TV, radio, in the ballpark with signage, even if it's not yours, because now they all have an interest in trying to gain the attention of all of the sports fans. So they will spend their money here like they do at other ballparks and in other places. So, yeah, you've got the whole, we'll get a cut of the business by selling the naming rights, but they will also get separate sponsorship deals.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be the same one for the Blues and for the Cardinals mm-hmm. and for City. Like they'll all have that ability to find these new streams, these new revenue streams. And by the way, that would include TV and radio outlets too.
Anybody here not a fan of it for any reason? Not excited about it?
I mean, go ahead, Amy.
No, you go first.
In general, I am not crazy about the gamblification of all sports everywhere. I don't like that you can't watch sports on your, you know, app that you have or whatever that you pay for sports, like the League Pass or whatever, without half the screen being clogged up by like real-time odds, mm-hmm. things like that. I get that people like gambling, but I think gambling's a very dangerous thing. Mm-hmm. I think it is a vice, and I feel similarly about that. Kevin likes to throw alcohol at me when I say
that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I would throw literally any other vice at you, like lottery tickets.
Yeah, I'm not bananas about any of that stuff, okay. If I'm being totally honest.
Well, then you're consistent. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm kind of on Andrew's side, and I get that people want it. It's, democracy. That's how things work. And I think when you look at any vice, you can consider it that. You think, okay, does it have more benefit or detriment to the society? And Andrew, I actually kind of feel the same way about legalized marijuana. And then again, everyone says, well, what about alcohol? And I'm saying, no, I get it. But my thing is, if alcohol already causes problems, it doesn't mean that we think, okay, well, then we can go ahead and allow all vices because it doesn't matter because of alcohol. You know, it's just saying, okay, do we know alcohol has its huge issues. We know we tried to stop alcohol a long time ago. It didn't work. So how do we feel about marijuana and sports gambling, both of which, well, up until a few years ago, were illegal. And I was fine with not legalizing recreational marijuana. Now we have, and it's here. The same thing with sports gambling. I'm not thrilled about it. I understand it's inevitable. I get that it's going to happen, but I'm not excited about it. And I think by acknowledging that alcohol has a lot of detrimental effects to society and that prohibition didn't work is not a valid argument for then saying we may as well let everything go willy-nilly.
It's like, an interesting argument.
No, we can kind of wait.
Yeah, but the counter to it is that you have to be consistent. You can't say, well, mine is okay. Not yours, but like my vice is okay. I drink beer, but your vice, smoking pot, is not okay.
But you can,
I mean, we can't make those judgments.
But you can, though, because
no,
I think all of life is meaningful.
So you're allowed to go spend as much money as you want on lottery tickets. That's fine, but you can't bet on a football game. Like, my addiction is okay. Yours is not okay is not a good way to run a government that is for everyone.
It's what it is we live in a democracy and prohibition didn't work.
That's right?
And I'm not even saying I'm for it. I'm just saying it is what it is. So that is not a valid argument for saying, well, marijuana can be abused and people like it, so we may as well go out of our way to legalize it. If it's already illegal, it's not like we're taking away a right, which we did with alcohol. We took away a vice/right that already existed.
No, somebody in a previous generation took it away because they didn't like it. And normally it was because the lobbyists for pharmaceutical companies.
You're missing my point, is that marijuana has never been legal in this country. We're not taking away.
Right, because other people chose that in a previous generation, not because we chose that.
I think there is a lot to be, I think there's sometimes, there is virtue that is falsely attributed to quote-unquote consistency, which is an easier argument than trying to work through meaningful distinctions, historical record, statistics, what we do and what we don't know, and what potential consequences might be for allowing something. I say all of that knowing we've legalized marijuana. I personally am not crazy about it, but I get it. I'm like Andrew. I get that sports gambling's inevitable, but it's worth having a discussion. You can't just erase the discussion because people drink alcohol.
Would you get rid of alcohol if you could?
No.
If it was Amy, well, then why not?
Because we've seen the historic attempt at that.
So we know it's doing damage. We have all kinds of data that shows this is how many lives it's ruining. This is how many lives it costs.
I don't feel strongly about this. I'm just explaining why I have my position.
Well, no, so I'm saying this is why you got to be consistent.
I don't think it's inconsistent for me to hold my position.
It is, because there's way more data that supports going against alcohol use than there. And I do not use marijuana. I do not smoke pot. I mean, I've had gummies, but I don't generally. This is not my personal take because it's not about me. There is way more data that shows the damage that alcohol does than there is data that shows the damage that marijuana does. Way more. I mean, we've been studying it for decades. If we're going to say which of those two is currently more harmful in society, it's clearly alcohol use and abuse.
Well, statistically and numerically and by volume. But again, we are still looking at new use of recreational marijuana in a population. And like I said, I think it's absolutely fair to say, OK, well, we do have this. It existed. People tried prohibition. It didn't work. OK, historically, we know that's how things are going to work. where are we right now in society? Should we change the law to allow this thing? And again, you can say it's a greater, if there's greater detriment to society or benefit, that is something that people are debating, but I do not think it is.
Real question, what would be next? Would it be prostitution? Like, what would be the next quote-unquote vice?
I don't know. I mean, these are the basic ones that regular people tend to be a part of, right? I mean, how many generations have there been of normies that use marijuana? I mean, what, at least going back to the 60s, right? At least. How many generations are there of sports fans that have placed bets on games or have done it with their local bookies and or you know, amongst themselves and not at a casino because they couldn't have that access? It's been going on for 100 years. These are normal activities that have been going on forever. Now, they weren't legal, but they were regular and normal, and they were not just done by the degenerates of society. These are things that normal people have been doing for a very long time.
But again, I think it depends on the argument you're making, because it sounds like you're saying people are going to gamble anyway, so you may as well get money from it. And what I'm saying is, what we do know, it's the same thing with gambling and the same thing with gun laws. Sometimes a small inconvenience or a small wall can be as effective as an impenetrable barrier for other people. So, yes, it does increase gambling numbers. People do have to go out of their way to gamble. You may think, well, okay, then that's fine. We need to at least get the money from gambling. But you have to acknowledge that the argument that you're making, that just as many people are going to gamble anyway, then what that does is it discredits your argument that even a small red flag law or gun barrier inconvenience, a 24-hour waiting period, well, people are going to get the guns anyway. You see it. We're talking about consistency. That's using that invalid argument on guns to make that argument in favor of gambling.
Can't wait to bet on Caleb Williams to win MVP.
Yeah.
He's going to beat Patrick Mahomes.
What, in 2037?
No, but to Amy's point, gambling will be heavily regulated, which is the difference between it and guns.
Yes. There are going to be very strict laws about where you can do it, how you can do it.
And in some cases, how much. Yeah. Because there a lot of books will not let you play certain bets for certain amounts of money.
I just think we have to get past the place where certain groups of people determine everyone's morality and what is okay for everyone.
Well, I don't think they are. I mean
because what's the argument?
Legalized. What's your...
Well, no, this
you
is my point.
Against?
But for a long time, it was not, because a certain group of people said, we don't like that. And some of it, again, was lobby money from big alcohol and pharmaceutical companies that we didn't want it because they wanted you to buy their products instead of marijuana. Eventually, the people came around and realized, no, we would prefer to have this too. And that's what ended up winning it over. I'm not saying that sports gambling is a good thing. I'm saying it's no worse than buying lottery tickets.
Well,
and we have states themselves run the lottery. So we have governments themselves saying our gambling is okay, yours is not, even though I've got a 50-50 chance betting on the Bears and Lions in whatever week they play. I have statistically no chance at winning the lotto.
Rach, any thoughts?
The only thing that really concerns me is a couple years ago I read an article about these sports betting companies kind of, I don't want to use the word targeting, but kind of targeting kids on college campuses who weren't 21 yet. It was like putting it in their face so much that inevitably by the time
they get excited
21,
about it.
Yeah, that troubles me for sure. I mean, I think you should keep it off of college campuses because you have so many kids that aren't of the legal age.
There is a website called Stake that is a very, very big online gambling website. And they sponsor all kinds of, they're not allowed on Twitch because Twitch very clearly does not allow gambling. But all the other smaller streaming sites that have popped up specifically to allow gambling on them, like Kick, for example, are immensely popular with kids, and Stake sponsors all of them. I mean, you look at any stream that little kids are watching, you see tons and tons of advertisements for this online gambling website, and they're doing online gambling as part of their stream. And it's
I agree, but
very heavily advertised to kids.
You're telling me that's not happening on campuses with alcohol? In and around campuses, you're telling me that people aren't making the college bar scene.
I'm not super clear what your argument is.
What I'm saying is we're picking and choosing which things we think are okay and which things are not.
I don't know if we are. I mean, we are not in this room. Maybe we as a society are, but we in this room are pretty clear that these habit-forming things are capable of destroying lives.
Then why don't we regulate every habit-forming behavior?
Well, I think.
I mean, should we get down to like where we're at? Like we're in the city of New York, and we want to limit people's consumption of sugary drinks.
It's just like entitlements, Kevin. Once you have an entitlement, once you have a benefit, you can give that benefit. Every legislator who's ever walked this earth understands that once you give a benefit, it's very difficult to take that benefit away. Now, we, again, with sports gambling, we're not asking, should we take alcohol away? What we're asking is, should we add yet another potentially habit-forming vice? And some say yes, because people are going to do it other way anyway. Others say we're missing out on money. We're not saying, should we take anything away? It's like, okay, here's where we are in society. Should we add yet another with recreational marijuana? We decided that we should. There is a massive difference when it comes to society. Societal change when it comes to laws from taking away something, an ability, an activity, a right that you already have versus
like abortion
versus adding in another one. And yeah, I mean, like we said, like with abortion,
which again, will also be on the ballot in November,
never in the Constitution. Like I said, we had the Supreme Court decide Roe, and then Supreme Court threw out Roe with Dobbs, and it's going to the states. But you understand, right? Actually, you just made my point. Taking away something versus adding something in that
can be a very bad idea
is different. That's why Andrew and I are saying, should we throw in another
one? So we're just saying that people that did it 50 years ago get to win because they did it before someone else did something.
Listen, it was 2004. Barack Obama was still saying marriage was between a man and a woman. Societies evolve. Cultural mores change. Stigmas change. If you can't understand that, we can't go forward with the conversation.
Allow me to break up the arguing over sports book with my latest TikTok craziness.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
So I'm now getting, in addition to child boxing, horse hospice, and skin tags, and middle-aged women with big boobs, I'm getting... what was the latest one? Oh, yes, you can buy fake arms for chickens.
Oh, yes.
Just like rubber arms you put on chickens, and I'm getting a whole bunch of that because I guess I watched it too long. And then you'll appreciate this, Kev. Evidently, there are different colored Hulks, and they are
Red Hulk.
Yeah. And there's a yellow one who is driven by fear and anxiety, which I relate to. So again, last night, not thinking what it would do to my For You page, I watched the whole thing about Yellow Hulk. Now I just have Anxious Hulk all the time.
Anxious Hulk is incredible.
On my TikTok.
That idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like a normal person. And then when he's like, oh, I have driving anxiety.
Because normal Hulk, it's anger. He gets mad.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
So this Anxious Hulk... This is a great idea.
Amy, you're wearing green today.
I am wearing green. But the Anxious Hulk is, that's amazing.
How many Hulks are there?
Oh, at least half a dozen that I've seen.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm only was aware of the two.
But there's a blue one.
Oh,
When he turns blue, his skin is armor.
Oh.
And he keeps his personality, which is sort of Ranji-ish, you know, like I said, sort of a raconteur.
Nice.
And then there's the yellow one driven by fear and anxiety, which I was
I
just like, oh my gosh.
Oh.
They're like, when he turns into the Hulk, it's because he's afraid and anxious. I'm like, heal you, brother.
What is the red one? Once he becomes the Hulk, is he then like confident?
He just starts lashing out.
Oh.
Yeah, but he can be reasoned. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's
right.
Not a bad Hulk. He just him's got a little anxiety.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really whoever invented these. The Red Hulk goes by Thunderbolt Ross. Mm-hmm. And
that's the name of the person that turns into Red Hulk.
He is the ex-father-in-law of both Glenn Talbot and Bruce Banner. This is really involved.
Yeah.
The ex-father-in-law?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's Glenn Talbot? Why did you read that?
I don't know. It's what it says.
You know the women's clothing store?
No, that's that is Lane Bryant.
He's the CEO of Forever 21.
Glenn Talbot is Major. Goes by Major.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the character. Is that the character that Harrison Ford plays in the Avengers movies?
The Red Hulk.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
shoot. That might be a spoiler for the upcoming movie.
No, it's all over the place.
No. Okay.
Kevin,
that's all over. I mean, the movie's not out. It's not like I've seen it.
They should have Steve Buscemi play the Yellow Hulk.
I'm not so sure about this one, guys.
Feel a little bit anxious.
Oh, no, you guys.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!